This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. During a visit to Kenya Wednesday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the warring parties in Sudan to put the interests of the Sudanese people first. VOA correspondent Mariama Diallo reports from Nairobi.
South Sudan brokered a seven-day ceasefire between Sudanese Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, also known as Hemeti. There are no indication that the new ceasefire will work when previous ceasefires have seen fighting continue. Guterres told reporters the United Nations is ready to help the Sudanese people.
And the Emergency Relief Coordinator, Martin Griffiths, is now in Sudan to help ensure the continued flow of humanitarian assistance.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rejected on Wednesday Moscow's claim that Kyiv had attempted to attack the Kremlin.
We are defending our villages and cities. We don't have, you know, enough weapons for this. That's why we don't use it anywhere. For us, that is the deficit. We can't spend it. And we didn't attack Putin.
Russia earlier Wednesday accused Ukraine of a failed attempt to assassinate President Vladimir Putin in a drone attack on the Kremlin in central Moscow and threatened to retaliate. Some South Africans are calling for Britain to return the world's largest diamond, known as the Star of Africa, which is set in the royal scepter that King Charles III will hold at his coronation on Saturday. The diamond, which weighs 530 carats, was discovered in South Africa in 1905 and presented to the British monarchy by the colonial government in South Africa, which was then under British rule.